This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've always told Roger Stone, who really is the consummate Trump insider, that he can come on anytime he wants when there's breaking news. And he just called us. He was coming on at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get a 30-minute update with Tosh Plumlee and Colonel Matt Smith-Meck, just out of the Marine Corps, who's been death threatened, physically attacked, you name it, for trying to expose a current shipment. Can't believe I'm saying this just calmly. Oh, put out on Twitter that we know about the next massive shipment from a Marine Corps base. Military weapons to Mexico to be sent to ISIS. Oh, we're trying to stop an ISIS shipment. I mean, I know the FBI people want to stop it, but we should probably call to see something, say something, Homeland Security line. That get me that regional 1-800. I mean, it's a national number, but they have regional numbers that are for your region. And I'm going to put it on air when they join us coming up and just say, I've called FBI before on air, and people don't believe. I actually get FBI agents on the phone and start and talk to them. People are like, that's fake. Alex isn't doing that. No, we really do that. I mean, that's not that bold of a move. I mean, they're supposedly public servants. I'm trying to stop this stuff. People go, why are you involved? Well, I'm no hero here, but if I see something, I'm supposed to say something, right? Oh, they want you to report the neighbor you saw cleaning a deer in their garage. I see that article every few months because as the suburbs grow out of the countryside, it's just always the same story. There'll be some old veteran outside his trailer on some 40 acres he's had. It's deer season, and he'll be right by the road with a tree with a deer hauled up in it, gutting it, and the Californians have moved in. It's always Californians or... And they see the guy got the deer, and they call the cops, and then the cops don't do anything, but then animal cruelty comes. And then they get arrested because it freaks animal cruelty out to see a deer hanging up. And you're like, that didn't happen. Look up for yourself. Police called on man cleaning deer. You see it all the time. And that's just the alienness of the general public. And by alien, I mean alien from normal human activity. My dad's dad... Well, had been in construction, oil, drilling, and then been in county government and stuff like that. He was a smart guy, had a college degree in agriculture from A&M and engineering, going from memory. The point is that I've told the stories that he would grab a shotgun and go out and shoot birds for 15 minutes on the back 40, literally, a couple hundred acres out front, but like 40-some acres out back, and shoot a squirrel in the yard and come in and cut them up in a matter of like 3 minutes. He could skin a squirrel so fast, he'd nail their feet down, just rip the fur off, cook it, chop it up, throw it in the skillet, tear the breast out of the quail or out of the dove, didn't matter what time of year it was, boom, throw it right in there and just put some toast in there. And in an hour, 45 minutes, he'd have a nice lunch cooked, just bam, on the table, everybody eat. My grandma was even better cooked. But, I mean, he would just fix, like, tractors and combines with pieces of rubber band and tin cans and weld and electricity and just... My dad was still, like, climbing like a spider, just fixing everything like a robot or something. Me, I'm like, ooh! And I'm, like, super good at changing tires and fixing stuff compared to the average man today. I mean, I can roof a house and I can do basic plumbing and I can fix some things. People, when they see me, they go, I didn't know you could do that. the wife's like, what? Because I'm too busy fighting the New World Order, calling a handyman, but I can do it. But compared to the average person, I got some skills. But and I talk about this all the time. It's just that we are so domesticated. And then you go and you talk to the average trendy. It isn't about race. It isn't about color. It isn't about religion. You go to San Diego, you go to L.A., you go to downtown Austin, you go to trendy areas, the more trendy. These people literally are walking into walls with their phones. They don't know who they are. They are in deep trances. And they are so stupid. Like this video coming up, Americans have no idea what Memorial Day is. A big blitz of insanity. Speaking of Mark Dice, another video Watson wrote an article about has this poor Mexican 3-year-old being taught, you know, that say kill Trump's a good idea by his parents.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am truly overwhelmed right now news-wise. I've covered a lot of it last hour, but I probably got 90% out of got to, and I need to get to it. Earlier this morning, I was watching like an hour-long press conference with Donald Trump giving a bunch of money to veterans groups. And they had the reporters just chewing him out, bitching him out, demanding details of this or that or where the money came from. And he's like, I'm having a press conference about giving veterans money. I'm not getting to that. You can look it up later. And they just turn everything into a controversy. And there's another Bill Maher clip where he has a hypnotist on to talk about how Donald Trump is hypnotizing people. And basically using neuro-linguistic programming. You know, I love how every wannabe genius out there thinks that everyone is using neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming, people kept telling me I was doing it. And so I went and read a book about it like 5 years ago. I watched some videos about it. And it's mainly hype, okay? But people that are talented speakers are naturally going to do things that political scientists and advertising scientists are going to codify into some type of language or nomenclature. But let me tell you what sells stuff is being genuine and being off the cuff and being real. Hillary does engage in neuro-linguistic programming. It's dumbed down, it's mindless, and it targets people that are already in a trance, basically. But it's the TV flicker rate, it's the fluoride in the water, it's the culture, it's the sedentary nature that prepares the ground for neuro-linguistic techniques to take hold. And if you want to dumb down neuro-linguistic programming, or the voice, as Frank Herbert would call it, you would play the clip, the famous clip from Episode 4 Star Wars. How long have these droids? I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons. These aren't the droids you're looking for. You can move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. You can move along. That's an exaggerated example of that. So when you listen to NPR, that is a project of the Rockefeller and Annenberg project of the Defense Department. And the whole thing is about making you think you're intellectual, controlling the left, and putting them in a sedate, calm, tranced fashion. I have been told by NPR, when I've been on multiple national interviews, later they call back and go, oh, we're not airing your interview. They said your voice was too aggressive and too raspy and too upsetting. Too awakening. Too awakening. They'd use that word. They said, it's too upsetting. And they'd ask me, can you just calm down and just slow down? Because with them, it was all about that project is about capturing people. Everything is calm. Everything is good. I don't know why Donald Trump acts like that. I don't know why he doesn't like women. All I do know is we're going to win. That's Hillary Clinton. And Obama is clearly trained in a cadence and trying to, it's fake. It isn't as powerful as taking the gloves off, real deal. Sometimes I'm gibbering 100 miles an hour. Sometimes I'm talking slow. It's what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and your subconscious mind is 1,000 times more sophisticated and is able to read what's genuine versus what's fake. But these people are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they're so ungenuine, so disingenuous that you study sociopaths and psychopaths because they're not real. They're like, I've got a little puppy kid get in the car. They're all about smiley and dressing non-threatening. Oh, hi, I brought you some presents. Oh, hi, we're friends. I've always learned now when a sociopath is around, they do all this, oh, we're friends. But you look, you can tell it's fake. And it's overdone. And they come and they bring you gifts and they do, you know, internet videos with, you know, with Muppets, how they're friendly and how they're nice and how they're here to help. Because they don't know how to be real, so they're trying to study how to be genuine. And then folks see something genuine, and they say, well, that looks like neuro-linguistic programming to me, and that's just because you haven't been around anything genuine. Or you get around the general public who's, huh? You know how to talk? Whatever. I don't care. Nobody hates me. I'm in my own world. So much of the public is just so beaten down, they just want to get their own little clique with a few people under them so they can be the boss and so they can have the power. Because they don't have the power. The whole world was built so they never had rites of passage, never had rituals, never had ways to ascend to feminine power, male power. I mean, you take people, you put them through trials and tribulations, and you put them through cultural rituals that are natural and wholesome, I could take the weakest person today, and you take them at birth and put them through real ritual, they'll be an incredible person. But you've got to have ritual. You're not going to hear this in any book, folks, by the way. I know this. I've experienced it. You have to have ritual. You have to have trials of passage to activate the race memories, the race consciousness, and to activate the sixth sense. And by the way, down at UT Psychology Department, that's all they work on, is the intuitive and the innate and the sixth sense. They know it. They're obsessed with it. And they're just busy trying to keep everybody else in programmed mob psychology and controlled. They know that people are psychic. They know it, folks. It's all been proven. Now, they'll put out con artists on TV, you know, that with a Caribbean accent. They're telling you that, you know, you call in and I will tell you your future. And they'll just say some great future. That's all a bunch of hype. And that's taking things that people innately know are there and then lying about it and claiming that this person has 50 times the innate power that, let's say, a person that powerfully intuitive would have. Here's what I'm getting at. To the so-called elite, you're going to destroy everybody. You're going to destroy the planet. Where you're going won't work. You're not going to merge with machines and become gods. Get off your crazy power trips. You have really got to transcend this for yourself to transcend. You are not going to dumb everybody down and go to the next level. That is not how the universe works. Just at a mathematical level, mathematical, cultural, algorithm measurement, quantified first and put into popular culture by Isaac Asimov in his Foundation series, you are not, which was obviously what they were shooting for and what they were planning for even 50 years before. They were just putting into a cosmology there to roll out to the public, where they have computers hooked into everything that can predict the future off mass movements. They now have that. And so all this other stuff is just a side issue once you fully grasp that. That you cannot dumb the public down to make them manageable and directable with stimuli and say they have no soul and say they have no destiny and say they have no innate free will without it creating a group consciousness shift that will also destroy your consciousness. And that's very simple to understand. You create a interdimensional fourth and fifth dimension plane and program that with a smart grid, an extermination dumb grid, and you put that into place, you are going to create an evil paradigm. And that just means it's destructive, it doesn't grow, it's not healthy, it's not good. And it's like a black hole. It gets worse and worse as you feed more into it. It will demand everything. It will take everything down to absolute zero and will accelerate everything in a pyramidal structure into absolute tyranny. And this is just so simple, and the establishment says they understand this, but they don't follow it. Because they want to have their next level of managers who mean well going along with this project going, it's sure ugly, it's sure dangerous, it sure looks bad. They go, it's for the greater good. We must come through this great time of testing first. Well, you're not the ones testing humanity playing God. You're delusional. You're not providing stimuli that makes us stronger. You're providing twisted stimuli that makes us adapt to being enslaved and destroyed. Look at the fruits of this tree. It's stinking, it's rotten, it's poisonous, it's ugly, it's bad, it's diseased. And you're planting more of these trees and taking resources to grow this culture of darkness. Because the truth is, only evil, twisted people who fall into complete, absolute evil would want to build something like this. And you've only lied to yourselves about what you're really building and who you are deep inside. And I'm speaking to the next echelon level right below the actual controllers. When you get to the controllers, they know full well what they're doing and are practitioners of dark arts so evil, I don't even want to imagine them. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Hell is being built on Earth. Yes, humans can dream and build anything. And our elites are very wicked and twisted. They're building something very ugly and something very scary. Free humanity must rally against it now.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm your masters of war.
Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment. You know, I figure I should open the phones up for him. He's got breaking news he wants to go over, but I'll take a few calls before he leaves with your random questions. I think that's a good wild card. Joker's wild, Jack's wild to take the show in a different direction. So we'll take five calls for Roger Stone coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But quick, focused questions is what we're looking for, please. 800-259-9231 on this Tuesday edition. It feels like a Monday edition. Now, getting into the dumbing down of the public, this is essential that there be no culture in the United States or in Europe. Then they bring in folks from the third world, and they take the trashiest nature of nationalism that all countries have, and they say that that's the culture. And Mexico has a culture they're trying to force feed on Mexico. Most Mexicans I've met or talked to are more sophisticated than that, and literally are more informed than the average American. It's just a fact, on average. But there's a large contingent that I guess feel isolated, don't feel part of things, generally in areas totally dominated that are probably 90% Hispanic, like areas of L.A., where a real culture is kicking in of just bring down America, kill Donald Trump, all whites are evil. It's really terrible. And it's very, very sad. We also see the Hispanic and black community killing each other at even higher rates. So it's tribalism. You see this when the public has been basically dumbed down. And there's a video up on drudgereport.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Mexican parents train three-year-old girl to say, "We have to kill Donald Trump." Mother and father encourage toddler to make death threats against presidential candidate. Shock video. Footage shows Mexican immigrant parents encouraging the three-year-old daughter to repeatedly say, "We have to kill Donald Trump." And this is just so sad this is going on. Here's a clip of it.
You're about to see this poor three-year-old Mexican girl being brainwashed by her parents, her mother, and her father into saying that she should kill Donald Trump. I'm blurring the child's face for her own privacy because I don't want her picture to be plastered all over the internet. The parents, of course, didn't give her that respect, not only encouraging her to say such despicable things, but recording the video and posting it on the internet for the whole world to watch. Have a look.
We're going to kill Donald Trump.
Oh, is that a fact?
Why are we going to kill Donald Trump?
Because he's bad.
Yeah. You can hear the mother say, "That's right." So this isn't just some kid just mouthing off and the parents thinking it's cute. They are actively encouraging it. Have a listen once again, and we'll watch some more clips.
Why are we going to kill Donald Trump?
Because he's bad.
That's right. Why is he bad?
He wants to take away
from
our family.
That's mean, huh?
Yeah.
Mean Donald Trump.
Yeah. So what are we going to do then?
Again, the mother encouraging and trying to get her to say it a third time. Or is this the fourth time? They think it's cute. And this is the kind of trash that Donald Trump wants deported from this country. No different than Hamas raising their children to grow up to be suicide bombers, indoctrinating them to want to kill the Jews from the time that they can speak. Now, the Mexican-Americans doing the same thing to their children, encouraging them to want to kill the possible next president of the United States.
Now, what goes further than that, and that's from Mark Dice, MarkDice.com. Mark doing always a great job. This is what's going on, and this is their plan where this child won't have any future with jobs or future with not being spied on. All of our rights as humans are being taken. You'll never hear our parents go, "We should go after the makers of Gardasil that's been connected to deaths and sterilizing women," and Hispanics are being targeted with it all over Latin America and Mexico, our little darling. What are we going to do to Merck? What are we going to do to former Governor Rick Perry? We should sue him. We should expose him for saying it was the law the little girls had to take this. No. They're going to actually protect their daughter from a real assault by the globalists that run the media that are pushing the narrative that Donald Trump's the devil. Because they've got Donald Trump's phones tapped, and they know Donald Trump is a nationalist, and they know Donald Trump listens to this show, and they know Donald Trump is snuck up on them. And that's why they're literally freaking out over him for real. Hey, in Austria, they had a nationalist that was going to be elected. He was 10 points ahead in all the polls. He lost. I mean, how do you think Germany and Austria go, "We're just going to open our borders up to 5 million people with tuberculosis and flesh-eating bacteria and everything else. It's okay." And they don't seem to think they'll get voted out because the fix is in. And they're arresting people that criticize the open borders there. This is globalism. This is the UN. This is the World Bank. This is the EU. This is the global bodies collapsing sovereign states. Not because they care about the third world. They want to keep the third world in poverty. Remember, 6 years ago, we got the UN plan for carbon tax? Double the taxes on the third world, right at? Double! double the taxes on them. But they sold it like free money to the poor people. Oh, a global tax. You think George Soros wants to give you anything? We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Not a game. World government's been openly announced. Donald Trump is saying no to globalism, no to bad deals that sell out American sovereignty, our jobs, and our culture. And the fight is on. He's with us till the end of the hour. We're going to take five lucky callers to get to ask questions of Stone coming up here in about 15 minutes. But first, he's got big breaking news. I'm usually the one asking him to come on. But anytime he's got breaking news, boom, he can get right on the show. He wants to talk about money. The key is money in this campaign, super PACs, and then a sneak peek on who could the VP be for Trump. By the way, he's going to be here in studio with us Friday. Roger Stone coming into Austin, Texas to War Game on a bunch of fronts. We're going to him in just a moment. Please don't forget, we're ending these specials today. They will end today, and that's it, because I'm going to run out of Survival Shield X2 at 20% off. The Good Halogen, absolutely got to get that. 30% off Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 30% off Liver Shield, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We're extending the Memorial Day sale. 20% off all InfoWars apparel. 10% off. On top of that, when you sign up for auto ship and free shipping on all orders of $50 or more at InfoWars Store, that's one word, InfoWarsStore.com, or you go to InfoWarsLife.com. That takes you directly to the subpage with the Brain Force, the other nootropics, the lung cleanse, and so many other game-changing products. And here's what's great about this. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. They've gotten billions. We actually sell high-quality products and have sponsors, and then it's free association. You can decide whether to fund us or not. We don't put a gun to your head and then use the taxpayer money against you and your family. We're defending your Second Amendment. We're defending our sovereignty. We're standing up against the radical jihadis being brought in mass. We are promoting real religious freedom. We're against the jihadists throwing gays off roofs overseas and want to come over here and have Sharia law. Because we're tyranny phobic. We don't like the New World Order tyranny or the radical Islamic tyranny. So it's so important to support the broadcast and to know they've announced massive censorship in Europe with the big Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, all together saying we're not going to let you criticize anybody. If you're conservative, libertarian, we're going to shut you down. Germany already arrests you. And now Zuckerberg wants to do that here and has been restricting Trump and Drudge and InfoWars and everybody else. So it's on. But they're trying to restrict us because they've been quietly doing it forever. It hasn't worked. We are taking the planet back. Hispanics, we have our reporters all over the country, are like half the people. I mean, I sat there and watched raw video of like 30 minutes of people going into a Trump rally. Half of them are Hispanic. With Hispanics with Mexican flags spitting at them, screaming at them. I'm going to do a special report on that, by the way, because we have all the footage. We've showed it. And the Hispanic Americans are just laughing at them. And they're just laughing at them because, you know, they're dressed nice. They want to have a prosperous country. They care about this nation. They want that dream. That's why a lot of them left Mexico, and they're being spit on by gangbangers with Mexican flags with zit-faced white kids hopping around spitting. Thank God we're not with these people, folks. And the good news is the hoax that Trump's anti-woman or anti-Hispanic, whatever, is collapsing. They're panicking. So now more than ever, spread the word about this broadcast, the interviews we do. Sign up for the free email newsletter and exclusive videos we send at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Because with the censorship intensifying, even if they shut off InfoWars, with their internet kill switches and stuff, and that's a possibility. During some Islamic Tet offensive and crisis, they say they'll do it, just like in Europe. They shut off the internet. They shut off the Patriot communication, claiming it's to stop radical Islam they brought in. So sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, because even with an internet kill switch, we can still get to you via email, and it's key that we'll be able to communicate. All right. Now, without further ado, let's go to Roger Stone and his war room in Florida, inside the battle for the Republic, outside the Trump campaign, but one of his top advisors, always giving us key intel on so many fronts. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Alex, it's great to be here, and it's an exciting time to be an American.
It is. Okay, you've got the floor, my friend. What is front and center? I know you sent us this article, the big casino owner, Adelson Age, in talks to set up pro-Trump super PAC.
Yeah, I think it's very important to recognize that Hillary Clinton, according to the most recent Federal Election Commission reports, has raised about $85,000 in super PAC money and has as much as $45.8 on hand today. And there's more where that came from. So Trump, of course, would be foolish to unilaterally disarm. But first, he must raise upwards of $1 billion through the Republican Party Victory Fund. Now, the very first fundraiser was very successful, netted about $6 million at the home of Tom Barrack, a businessman who runs a real estate opportunity fund, who's a close personal friend of Donald's. That's good, but if you go do the math, the party apparatus is going to have to raise that much every day on average. And of course, Donald Trump himself cannot do that many events, so he has to campaign. There is going to be a very interesting development. We have to watch fundraising carefully because it is crucial. Now, Corey Lewandowski is in charge, as I understand it, of the newly announced fundraising operation. It is absolutely clear that, like the Clinton campaign, the Trump campaign is going to need to be augmented with super PACs. We have talked on this program about the problems with Great America PAC, the financial irregularities, the longtime record of Ed Rollins, the chairman, as an anti-Trump antagonist, and now his ties to Teneo strategy, which is the Clintons. I believe that good old Ed is a quisling, and this is a sabotage operation. There is a group called the Committee for American Sovereignty, a pro-Trump PAC with an august committee. I have sent them $1,000 personally. I know this fellow, Doug Watts, who runs it. He is a competent practitioner of political communications, and he is a real-life Reagan Republican. So I've sent him $1,000 from myself. But the news today really is that the billionaire Sheldon Adelson, who has pledged, according to Politico, $100 million to the Trump campaign, will probably fund neither of these entities and is in talks with a new PAC. What the story doesn't tell you is that among those political professionals that they're in discussion with is Karl Rove. Yes, Karl Rove is back in the House. Rove has been pitching Adelson to let him control the $100 million that is to help Trump. Now, I don't need to tell you that Karl Rove has done nothing but belittle, attack, and underestimate Donald Trump.
By the way, he lives right here in Austin, and I'm just going to leave it at that, that I happen to talk to a political person who's on record, works with Rove some, and he said, look, he's saying, you got to get behind Trump. This is last week, and he just laughed and said, no way. So I know last week he was saying he's going to get Trump. So that's some key intel for you.
Well, here's the other key point, and that is Reince Priebus and his friends at the Republican National Committee would also like to send $30 million worth of data analytical work to the data vault owned by Karl Rove and others. So Karl is now trying to profiteer. It is not just that he is a longtime antagonist and critic of Trump.
Well, he famously has gobbled up most of the Tea Party money. He's a hated creature.
And achieved nothing. The point is, we lost the White House under Karl. We lost both houses of the Congress. He then, in 2012 and the previous cycle, had unlimited money from mega wealthy donors. He's a loser. He cannot help Donald Trump. He doesn't know how. He didn't see the Trump revolution coming. He doesn't understand the new dynamics. So if Karl Rove ends up getting wealthy off the candidacy of Donald Trump through the good graces of Sheldon Adelson or otherwise, that would be a tragic thing.
Well, sure. The mainstream media is saying, look, Bush Sr. and Jeb and former President Bush W. And Mitt Romney and others and the Keating Five, John McCain, they're not going to be at the convention. Oh, it's so terrible. Thank God. Thank God these horrible warmongering demons that hate Trump because he doesn't want to have war with Russia and war with China. Thank God, and doesn't want to let radical Muslims in. Thank God. If they were endorsing him, I would have some serious problems with Trump.
Well, but again, that doesn't stop their quisling, their running dog lackey, from trying to cash in on a candidacy that he...
Sure, but isn't that key intel that just last week he was running his mouth against Trump to high-powered Republicans here in town, and that when they were pressuring him, and so that just shows where he's at. He just wants to take Trump money.
He's very definitely in the mix here, talking to Adelson, talking to some around Trump. We have to remember he is not a friend. He is the architect of many of the failed globalist policies that are destroying
him. So you and I and our audience are basically Paul Revere's trying to help Trump not be infiltrated because of the fact that there are these political operatives out there.
Donald Trump's a very smart guy, and he knows that Karl Rove is not his friend. But he's out campaigning every day. He's counting on his campaign apparatus to do everything legal to ensure that they raise as much money as they can. Super PAC world is a different place, and there are hucksters in the market like Rollins, and his silent partner, Jesse Benton, the convicted felon who destroyed Paul's campaign and then Rand Paul's campaign. But I wouldn't put a dollar there. If you really want to help Trump, then I would say either give directly to the Trump campaign, give to the Victory Fund of the Republican National Committee, or look at these other super PACs and determine which one has low overhead, competent people who know what they're doing.
Sure, because Hillary's going to be getting the big Goldman Sachs money and everything. It's up to the grassroots to be able to do this because Trump is such a grassroots organization. It's taken no money so far. Now it's starting to, because it's like saying you're going to go to space without oxygen. He's got to have the oxygen tanks, folks. It's got to happen if people are serious about winning. But Benedict Lewandowski, Corey Lewandowski, or is it Arnold Lewandowski? All I know is, what's his name again? I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight.
I think you're referring to Louis Korondowski. And anyway, Louis said again on Fox this weekend that he was in charge of vetting the vice presidential candidates. Nobody active in the campaign tells me that that is the case. I do know A.B. Culverhaus, very able lawyer, worked for Ronald Reagan, who has been brought in to work on this process. But let me get to the bottom line. My confidence is in Trump. I know that the establishment Republicans are pushing Corker, and others may be pushing Newt Gingrich. And,
yeah, let's talk. We're talking VP now. Let's get into that.
Exactly. I'm putting my entire confidence in Trump. He knows, above all, that whoever he selects must be somebody who is at one with him on the major issues facing the country. And therefore, the chance of him taking someone out of the establishment, someone who would make Trump an assassination target for some who would or others who would seek to enter his administration in order to co-opt it, Trump is way too smart for that. He will pick somebody who is a nationalist and entirely loyal to the president. So I'm not worried about some of the names I hear. My friends in the liberty movement and in the Republican Party email me every day. They say, oh, God.
Sure, well, let me throw out a couple here.
Please not Gingrich. Please not this one. Please not that one.
What about a Senator Sessions?
I like Jeff Sessions. I've known Jeff Sessions since he was in the Alabama Young Republicans and I was running for Young Republican National Chairman. He is a fine individual. He's an excellent lawyer. He was a great judge. He would be a great vice president, and he was the first man in the Congress to endorse Donald Trump. And I hope that Sessions is on the list. There are other fine people. I like Shelley Moore Capito, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia. Tough, experienced, not a globalist. I like General Mike Flynn as an outside-the-box possibility. All I know is that only Donald Trump knows what the real short list is, that those in the Liberty
Yes, field, Roger, we know you don't know the short list.
No. Look, I think the short list is probably, knowing Trump as I do, I think the short list is probably changing. I think he is holding this very much to himself. I think he floats certain names to others.
Well, I've watched the body language and everything else, and I can tell you right now, just watching television when he's around Sessions, the way Trump acts, he really likes Sessions. And I think Sessions is a good choice.
I think they have a great chemistry. But I again, Trump is going to make this decision. He's going to make it with some fanfare and with some buildup because he realizes better than anyone else that this is a great news story and it's going to generate great attention. And I suspect people are going to drop on and off the list. I doubt that he's made a final decision. I don't think he knows who he wants today. I'm sure he's leaning one way or another.
Sure.
But anytime.
Well,
you
bottom
see
line, I want to go to a few phone calls. You're going to be in here with us for an hour and a half live in Studio Friday. Really gracious for you to come out of town. But before we go any further, just briefly, because folks are listening, what is the best pact that is actually promoting Trump and the Constitution and where the money actually gets there for folks in your view?
I have given a contribution to the Committee for American Sovereignty, and you can find them online. They have put together a list of retired military officers, including General McInerney, a former executive with the Trump Organization, Nick Ribas, longtime president of the Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, former Congressman William Hendon, a number of state legislators. It is a very august Phyllis Schlafly is on the committee, for example. There it is. These are fine folks. I am not working for them.
I understand. You're simply trying to get Trump into office under your First Amendment.
But I know that they will not steal the money, and I know they will use the money either to register new Trump voters or to fend off the attacks of Hillary Clinton.
And what's the website for that?
It is Committee for American Sovereignty. .com, I believe.
Yeah, man, we'll check it and put it on screen. It's on screen there, folks.
There you go,
because there's so many groups out there that you've said were a fraud, and then people get indicted. I mean, you really are getting us accurate information here. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. I want to be able to take calls before we've got to leave us. But just watching today, the story's up on Infowars.com, Trump whips press over charitable donations to vets. That's a good headline, but I'd say blast. I mean, just blast them. Don Salazar turned up this article quickly. I will say that the press should be ashamed of themselves. I couldn't pull myself away from this press conference. I'm going to play some clips coming up at the bottom of the hour. I've got some guests popping in. But, man, just trying to even get money to vets, they attack him. They just can't let him look like he's doing anything good. It's so sick when these are the people that say nothing about the don't treat list that we know our military has been under for 6 years with Obama. Obama is killing the vets. These people cover up for Hillary and her Brian Williams stories about sniper fire, then they go after Donald Trump. I mean, what a sick, filthy group of people.
Well, Hillary Clinton said very recently that the problems in our VA hospital system are not widespread. What planet is this woman living on? In Arizona alone, where the ranking Republican on the Veteran Affairs Committee, Senator John McCain, lives, over 600 people died waiting for medical care in the VA.
Joe Biggs has been blown up in armored vehicles repeatedly, shrapnel shot, you name it. He coughs up blood all over the place. He's got all these medical issues. He's been there 30-something times, and they just each time say, come back, come back, come back, till he gave up.
Now, one of my cousins, two terms in Vietnam, a Purple Heart winner, is told that he makes too much out of his meager retirement, and therefore he's not eligible for treatment.
Yeah, that's the new thing. That's the new thing. It's just insane.
So it's means testing for veterans, but not for welfare recipients.
I was reading in the Hill newspaper last week. The average illegal gets $17,000+ in welfare. The quote migrants get even more than an actual Social Security recipient that's paid into it as a citizen. Who is running this country?
Well, I think that's all going to change under a President Trump. Let's go to your questions, because I love this part of the...
Absolutely. We're going to go to phone calls right now. We're going to go to... In fact, you did that great Reddit thing that was so popular. We're going to do more of those. I'm going to do one later this week. Let's go ahead, and will you guys pull that screen down? I can't read there. Sorry. I can't see the callers there on screen. Again, we're talking to Roger Stone right now. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is my website. StoneZone.com is his website. Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Roger. Question for you. What are your thoughts on these continual rumors, you know, by Bill Kristol and the neocons to bring some third-party candidate in to, you know, just kind of...
Well, they said they're doing it. They said they're preparing it, yeah.
Well, I think it's a bit of a misnomer. First of all, it's recognized that there's probably no third-party nomination available to a new candidate.
Can't get on the ballot.
The Libertarians nominated their ticket this weekend, my friend Governor Gary Johnson and Governor Bill Weld. And the Greens are not going to nominate somebody copacetic to Bill Kristol. So what Bill Kristol is really talking about is an independent third candidacy. The requirements in most states are actually even more rigorous in terms of valid signatures.
Sure. So, I mean, we know it's a fraud, so what's the point of it?
I don't really understand. Look, I like Bill Kristol. We disagree on everything. He is a dastardly neocon, but he's charming company. He voted, you know, he was a supporter of Hubert Humphrey. He's not my political cup of tea, but he's a fine fellow. This is folly. I don't know what this is about.
Sure. Well, you're being a gentleman. Let's get back to Johnson. He's been a guest probably 20 times here. A good governor. I like him overall. I think didn't you run his campaign once?
I worked very closely with him.
Okay. Let's be honest. He's saying something about Trump that isn't true. He's acting nasty, and he's trying to spoil this thing, get the Libertarians to hand this to Hillary. So let's take the gloves off on Mr. Johnson.
You know, the truth of the matter is that if Bill Weld and Gary Johnson run the right campaign for them, which is to be fiscally conservative and conservative on defense, but to be socially liberal on marijuana and civil liberties, they will, just as Johnson did 4 years ago, take pretty evenly from Hillary Clinton and
good.
Donald Trump. So don't buy this whole
thing. Sure, but he's kind of running on a Trump-bashing platform.
I have seen Gary's comments. I don't think that that's productive, but I also can't presume to tell him how to run
his. He's going
to
destroy himself with the real libertarian movement if he does that. I think you should watch it. Let's take another call. Al in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead with Roger Stone.
Hey, Alex and Rog, you guys doing a great job. Listen, a very quick suggestion. Why don't we bring up with Lord Mockton and Donald Trump a discussion on a global warming so we could smack Bernie's face and Hillary's because they'd be trying to slide out
everything. Trump should hammer turning our power plants on and how they're sabotaging America and how China opens three a week. We shut down three a week. I think he's hit that some, but I think that's a key for him to hammer. Roger.
I don't necessarily disagree, but in all honesty, climate change is one of those issues the left tries to use to disqualify Trump. And based on the polling that I have seen, it is not one of the driving issues of this election. Our economy is a driving issue. Immigration,
borders, guns.
Right. Immigration is a driving issue. Our foreign policy is a driving issue. And our trade policy and its connection to jobs is the driving issue. I think Trump can hold his own on the climate change issue. But frankly, I want to look for areas where we have commonality with Bernie right now rather than where
we get it. We want to get Bernie folks once he drops out.
We need a third of those votes for Donald Trump to win.
All right. I want to take a few more calls here. You've got to go in a moment. But we've seen him as he takes the gloves off and really goes with your book and your research on the raping and the rest of it and the deaths. Vince Foster, that's when he starts surging in polls. So hopefully he's a smart guy. I know he is. He's getting the advice from you and others to get even more hardcore.
Well, look, he's a brawler. He's a fighter. Nobody's putting words in his mouth. He has a broad cross-section of advisors in the sense that he consults many, many friends, and he's always asking for people's opinions. But at the end of the day, I hate to steal a phrase from George W. Bush, but Trump is the decider. And what you see is what you get. The fact that he's not a confection, that he's not a phony, that he's not politically correct.
Sure, that's what folks see. Real quick, Robert in Michigan, you're on the air with Roger Stone.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mr. Stone. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead, Robert.
That's good. Real quick, this question, Mr. Stone, regarding Mr. Trump's agenda. As far as, in my opinion, I think, in order for him to win, if he can take away some of the African-American votes from Hillary because 90% of African-Americans, for some reason, are wholehearted to the Democratic Party, regardless how egregious they are. But if he can get like 20% out of that base, I think he'll have a smooth victory to
I agree. Shouldn't he go all in for the African-American vote?
Absolutely. There's no question. First of all, the Clintons have done nothing for the African-American community. The reason so many young African-American men are incarcerated today for possession of small amounts of drugs is because of the policies of Bill Clinton.
And then she decries it, acting like he didn't do it.
Right. But she called black people super predators, and she said they needed to be brought to heel. Bill Clinton told Ted Kennedy of Barack Obama a few years ago, this boy would be getting us coffee. These are the dog whistle politics of the Clintons, who ride with the hounds when it suits them. They are no friends of the
Let's just say it. The Clintons are what I'm ashamed of in the South. I mean, Bill Clinton, she's not a Southerner, but Bill Clinton's a nasty Dixie Mafia Klansman type. And, of course, her mentor is Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon. These are filthy people. Roger, I know you got to go, but we'll come back for 2 minutes and 70 seconds. When we come back in the third hour and just finish up a few things with Roger Stone. That's a great point, Robert. I'm going to give you a comeback. So stay there. I want to have you pop back in with Stone on the other side. 70 seconds out.